How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, hello.
Tom, it looks like you're in a treehouse, or like a sauna.
I am in a treehouse, actually, not a sauna, thank you.
Is that what Chariots looks like on the inside?
I don't know. The sauna treehouse that I'm in is in a hotel in Derbyshire I'm staying in. And it's lovely. I've always fancied living in a cabin in the woods. And now, look at me.
Are you actually in a treehouse?
Well, yeah. I want to move my laptop to show you, but my setup is somewhat precarious and I don't want to knock out the microphone again.
You can just send me a photo later.
I'll send you some photos. Yeah, I'll send you some photos.
Did you have to climb a ladder to get into it?
No, it's not as involved as that. Thank God. So
have they got stairs?
There's stairs. There's little golf buggies that take you to the to them as well. It's really lovely.
Oh, how nice.
They have bigger ones that you can share, but it's just sort of, yeah, it's very nice.
That does sound nice.
And last night when we got in from the tour, we sat by, there's an open fire in the sitting room, and we had sat there and had a couple of whiskies.
Very nice.
Because I'm not going to lie, I love a bit of autumn.
Oh, Tom, you know, I'm a basic bitch.
I am too, you know.
I know, we are. We know who we are. Let's not try and be cool.
Do you know what? I'm not going to be cool anymore. I've decided.
Have you let everyone know? Have you sent out a telegram?
I put it on my MySpace to let everyone know I'm not going to be cool anymore. Yeah.
It's too much effort.
It is, isn't it? It is.
Because I'm so tired. I haven't got time to pretend to be cool.
I am looking forward to putting up the Christmas decorations, actually.
Alf's going to make you do it in, like, November, isn't he?
Oh, he's probably doing it right now, to be honest.
No, you need to do your Halloween decks first.
You know what? I got out my pumpkin yesterday.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. no, it's not. I bought it for £1. And I had a gourd as well. One of those kind of small pumpkins. Those little pumpkins that look pretty. They feel quite American. Those gourds.
Yeah. Do people eat those?
Well, I've never eaten one. But I imagine it's like a squash, but I don't know.
To me, it looks like it would be tough, no matter how long you cooked it for.
Oh, yeah, probably. I've never heard anybody like, oh, we must come round for our good surprise.
Good. Unless they were very posh and they were saying good surprise.
Good.
Good surprise.
What are you going to do for Halloween, Suze?
Oh, well, we're thinking of, you know, family outfits. We're thinking of going as Morticia Gomez. And dressing the baby as the baby with a little moustache.
Oh, yeah.
And slicking her hair down.
That would look great. Because Alice has got long hair, actually. Yeah. So that would be good for Morticia. Very Angelica Houston.
And I've, of course, got my
moustache. Got my moustache. Yeah, great.
And I do have a velvet smoking jacket. From when I used to be a smoker, of course.
Of course, you must have a smoking jacket. This is great news, isn't it?
What are you going to dress up as? I mean, if you wanted to come, you could come as Uncle Fester. No offence.
That would be good, wouldn't it? That's so easy for me to do. Just a cassock. Oh, yeah.
And then could Alf come as Wednesday?
I'm sure he would be very happy to come as any member of the Addams family. We need to find, like, a blonde to dress as... Who is it? It's someone famous who plays Fester's wife, isn't it? But I can't remember who she is.
Is it... Yes, it is. That's a great movie.
It's so funny.
It's really
fun.
See
it again. Wednesday.
You need someone to come as the hand.
Oh, yes. That's a good part. Just basically, you need to just wear like a
Just wear onesie. All black.
Yeah.
And then have your hand free.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's so much fun to be had.
So much. I love dressing up.
Yeah, more and more I do.
Are you going to have, I was about to say can you, and now I'm going to change it to are you. Are you going to have some sort of Christmas soiree?
I would like to.
Because I'd love an opportunity to be really pissed, sat next to you on the piano.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I'll have to practice some good old
Christmas songs.
Christmas songs, yeah.
And then maybe some Carpenters so that we can sing sad songs. Yeah.
When
do you think I need you. No, that's not the Carpenters.
That's not the Carpenters.
No, I know it's not, but just the way that you said when.
Sad. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when is a good time to have a Christmas party, though, Suze? Do you think it has to be...
I would say the best time to have a Christmas party is a day that fits in with both mine and your diaries.
Good answer. Good answer.
I don't know. Maybe the weekend before Christmas. Christmas falls on a weekend. So the weekend before, week then feels quite festive, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good time to do it, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to have a look at the diary.
If I was you.
You've got to plan these things. I mean, you just got to plan these things. We've got to plan these things and have things to look forward to. So much doom and gloom in the news. We need to have.
Yeah, we've got to. We must. We simply must. Talking of good news.
Suze, yes.
You with Mel B yesterday.
Well.
I mean, I feel like that's great news. Good news.
Good news. I was very honoured that Mel B came to my show last night in Sheffield.
Did you know she was coming?
She texted me, yeah.
Oh, my God. I did not know that you had her number. That feels huge for me.
I know, right?
Did you put it in as Mel B or as Melanie Brown?
As Mel B, actually. She's so nice. I met her doing A League of Their Own and she was so lovely. And she really loves stand-up. And she, wanted to come see my show and she brought a couple of friends. And she was so thoughtful and she was like, I've bought the tickets. She was very, very pleased.
Oh, that's
to buy
so
the tickets.
Nice.
I was just very flattered that she wanted to come and see my show. And she was so lovely and so positive. She's a really positive person. And so I feel very, very lucky.
She came to a Joe Lycett show when I was opening for him. And she came back afterwards. And she was really lovely.
She just likes comedy.
Yeah. What do you think a Spice Girl does day to day?
Oh, I don't know.
I suppose it's different for each Spice.
I think it's different for each Spice, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder how often Sporty Spice is still doing a backwards walkover.
Well, of course, I know how you love Sporty Spice, and I know.
Well, I mean, anyone that has seen the new tour show,
well,
will know all about how much I love Mel.
We'll be aware of this.
Mel C's
doing something. Oh, she's at the Attitude Awards, isn't she?
She is, which we can't go to.
Which
I know
we can't go to.
Because you're in Leek and I'm also working.
Where are you, Suze?
I've just got a gig.
Oh, lovely dear.
But yeah, so sad. Oh,
indeed. But Suze, how's your week been going? Have you been on the road a lot?
Last week I was on the road loads. I was all over the place. Can't actually remember where right now. Birmingham. She went to Birmingham.
Yes.
She went to Bridgewater. She went to St. Austell.
That's a fun place. And let's not forget, we had the live edition of Out that you recorded. How did that go?
It went really well. Thanks for asking. It was with Stevie Bobby, who is like a YouTuber and educator from America. She was very cool. She's very chic. And I really enjoyed my time with her. She was a great guest. The audience were fab. I was very moved by how wonderful the audience were and what lovely things they said to me afterwards about Out, which was very, very nice. It was a great time.
Richly deserved. Well, I'm sure it was wonderful for people to see you after having listened to that wonderful podcast so much.
Being like, oh, she has a face.
This is the face of Out. Get your face out.
Get your face out. Open face sandwich.
Mm.
And Tom, the other thing we haven't mentioned,
Oh, yeah. We
went to the Stonewall Awards.
Oh, we did, didn't we? We had a lovely time there.
It wasn't the Stonewall Awards, was it? It was the Stonewall Equality Dinner.
Yes, I thought, where's the awards? And then I realised it wasn't. There were no.
It was an equality dinner, Tom.
It's different, isn't it? It's very different.
It is very different. You've got to remember that.
You have to. But there were some nice people there.
Yes, we chatted to some nice people, didn't we?
A lot of interesting people. And
we were on the chief executive's table.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah, that was grown up, wasn't it?
Wasn't it grown up?
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah, it was a very grown up table to be on.
Kelly Holmes, Emily Sandé.
Yes. They were there,
weren't they? Dr. Range. I mean,
Dr. Ranch was there.
So many legends.
So many. Michael Gunning was there. Who else?
Ben Hunt. Who
was there? Ben Hunt was there. We chatted to Ben
Very
Hunt.
Handsome.
Very handsome, Ben
That's
Hunt.
That's all I kept saying is, oh, isn't Ben Hunt handsome?
Yeah.
And I mean, doubly handsome is. Because I'm noticing that and I'm a full-time lesbo.
Yeah, yeah. Huge compliment. huge compliment. Yes, met lots of lovely people. It was a nice evening out, wasn't it? It was nice to be out and about.
And it was a nice opportunity to dress up.
That's right. Although that dinner jacket I had on, I'm a bit embarrassed. It's a bit close-fitting.
You keep saying that, Tom, and I don't know why. You're being very hard on yourself at the moment.
I know, but I just am aware. I think I might have to go into cummerbunds.
Oh, they're nice, though.
Yeah, they're nice.
What about just a corset?
You know I've got Spanx.
I did know you had Spanx. Where did you get the Spanx from?
Emma Willis gave me hers. The one I bought didn't work. And then it was when we were doing Cooking with the Stars and I kept eating everything all the time. And then Emma's lovely stylist was like, well, Emma's got... I was like, I had this vest one, but it wasn't doing the... It wasn't strong enough. It wasn't robust enough. And then Emma's lovely stylist, Leah, was like, well, Emma's got a spare one. And I was like, yeah, wear mine. And they were...
Pants? Like,
The short ones. They're the shorts. Mm. And then you pull them up. And I had that and the vest. It was like... I mean, I couldn't breathe for the whole day. And to be honest, it didn't make that much of a difference, but it's still...
It must have felt like you were inside the skin of a sausage.
Oh, yeah. It did, actually. Yeah, it did. I did feel like that.
Her new show about delivering babies is one of the best things on television.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's so good.
Such a lovely program.
I absolutely love it.
And she has done that because she just loves it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things when someone does something they just love. Passion project always pays off.
Yeah, it is so good. And she is so fantastic on it.
Yeah.
I really love it.
She'd be a good nurse, wouldn't she, Emma?
Oh, I'd feel very at home if Emma Willis was taking my blood.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually, yeah. Oh, I should get her to do that, yeah.
I'm not good with blood, though. I'm not good at giving blood.
I'm not, and I feel bad saying that.
Because I feel like I can feel my life running out of me. Is that a bit dramatic, do you think?
No, that's exactly correct, yeah. That's exactly that's medically sound. I get a bit queasy, but I need to get over it, I know. I should give blood.
I should also give blood.
But I don't, because I think I'll just be more trouble than I'm worth, because I'll pass out.
You pass
Alf
out.
Alf does give a lot. Alf gives it all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, you cannot stop him opening a vein.
I've always said that about him, you know.
He loves it.
And how are you finding being back out on the road, Thomas?
Suze, I know you've been having the same experience. I just love it, actually.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Do you know what I really enjoy? And listeners, you feel free to find a similar thing. What I like is not responding to things too quickly and going, I'm sorry, I'm on the road.
Oh my God,
sorry,
I'm
I haven't
so
responded to that. I'm on the road.
And I'm so with you.
People are like, oh, of course.
Yeah. So. It's almost like I feel like it's something I could put in my email response, like, might be slower on the road.
I'm on the road, on the river, on the road. Yeah. I love it. I like, you know, staying in interesting places, going to interesting shops. I bought a painting, Suze.
Oh, go on.
I went to an antique sort of painting shop yesterday in Ashbourne in Derbyshire, near where I'm staying. And I bought this one. Can you see him?
Wait a second. Oh, hold it. Oh, it's a man in a dicky bow tie. From, what year was that painted?
That's Sir Walter Scott. And there's some etching on the back that I can't quite read, but I think, 20, A.I. Moyes, Home Rush, 29th of the 9th, 31, so 1831. But I don't know if that's true. I think it might be a reproduction. But I don't know. I just quite liked it.
I like it.
I don't think he's valuable. But then...
Oh, but who decides what's valuable?
Well, that's it, isn't it? And I don't have any, like, paintings, really, so...
No, I've got loads of prints. I don't have many. Of random shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love. And Alice has mixed feelings on some of them.
You've got lovely prints. I like those ones you've got. I've got a lovely one, a lovely painting my friend Eleanor did. Our friend. But that's the only thing I have. Sorry, I went, I digress. Susie, how are you finding being on the road?
Oh, I loved hearing about your painting. I've been to lots of antique shops. I haven't bought anything yet. But I do like to go to some sort of thrift store, I think what they call it in America, when I'm out and about, because sometimes you find a good something.
Yes.
It's the kind of place where I might find a jazzy shirt or a vase.
What my friend Jo calls knick-knackery.
Oh, I love knick-knackery.
When she said about knick-knackery, I thought that was an actor called knick-knackery.
Oh, I think it also could sound like code for penis.
Oh, like dear, yes.
Like he's
in
a little trouble with his knick-knackery. I think actually he's more than penis balls.
Oh, yes, get your knick-knackery checked.
Yeah, you've got to get your knick-knackery checked.
That's good advice.
But you also do have to get your knick-knackery checked.
But also, if you've got knick-knacks, get those checked as well. Or certainly dusted.
Do you remember the knick-knack crisps?
Yes, I do.
They were quite weird.
They were. And do you remember the advert where the man's head turned into a knick-knack?
Oh, yeah, how weird.
It was very, yeah, shit stayed
with us. I don't see adverts anymore because not like... I watch everything on catch-up.
Oh. Someone's at the front door. What is your front door about? What is that? Why have you got a pipe organ?
Because that's the only way that I'll answer the door. Let me just ask my mum to get it one sec.
Oh, no. This is normally me, isn't it, going off to get there?
Mum, could you get the door for me, please? Thank you.
Well, who is it, Suze? Don't you want to find out who it is?
So as you know, we're renting and they've got one of those Google Home things. And so when the doorbell rings...
Ta-da!
And then it says, someone is at the front door.
Oh, I don't care for that.
And they warned us because at Halloween, it's a scary voice. And they were like, oh, we should let you know in case it frightens you.
That's exciting.
So I can't wait for the 31st.
Mm, that's going to be a fun Instagram
Someone's
reel.
At the front door. Whoa. And it's the Grim Reaper. Not really. Oh. It's just a delivery man.
Oh, yeah, just DPD again. Hello.
Just DPD. Da-ba-da.
My smoke alarm talks to me. Smoke detected in the kitchen. There will be... The alarm will sound. It will be loud.
But that's nice when you live on your own, I think. Just to hear another voice throughout the day.
Just set fire to some toast just to talk to someone. Yeah. and then I have to get the broom handle up and turn it... Try and press the middle bit to turn it off. Because I'm like, I know where the smoke is coming from. It's the toast. Then there's another one upstairs that it's linked to. I mean, it's good that it's sensitive, I suppose. But
aren't we all?
Aren't we all sensitive souls? Aren't we all?
So touring's been nice. I've been looking for some knick-knackery. And the shows have been lovely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really good. Lovely people. Such nice people. Such good vibes.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which has been great.
It's lovely to be around people, isn't it?
We're very lucky that I've got a touring audience. It's a real privilege, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, I bet they're loving it.
Tom, I was wondering, would you like a bit of correspondence?
Oh, I'd like that, Suze.
I thought you might.
I'm still curious about who's at the door.
It was a delivery man delivering the heads of some new toothbrushes.
Oh.
Is that something you'd be interesting to know about? Oh, Tom, just because I've opened my emails and they've emailed me. I am... like so deep into Pinterest right now.
Oh, it happens.
Honestly.
You can't help it.
So get this. I saw something on Pinterest, which I really want. Mm. So, you know your staircase?
Yeah.
Underneath it, rather than having a cupboard, building a bookcase into it and putting a little chair and a light there.
That sounds very fun, doesn't it?
Doesn't it sound
nice?
Would you use it? Probably not. I can't read, as you know.
Where is the staircase? Is it in the rented house?
First of all, this is a picture on Pinterest, so it doesn't exist in the world currently for me.
I understand.
We could do it in the new house. I do feel like it would be like a massive faff, and then we wouldn't have anywhere for the washing machine. So, you know, what you gonna do?
Maybe cook books in the washing machine. I'm trying to create a coat hanging nook, actually.
Oh, Tom, I had no idea.
Yes, it's been an ongoing dream of mine.
So talk me through it.
Just somewhere to put the coats when people come round.
Oh, right,
okay. A bit more sensible storage by the back door.
Sure.
It's my dream.
Oh, I know exactly where you'd put that, that little cubby hole.
That little cubby hole, because at the moment that, as anybody knows, any space that's sort of a little bit dormant will get filled up with shit.
Yeah, loads of shit there.
Isn't
walking
it?
Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Some conkers.
Yes.
I bet that pumpkin's there while you're waiting to do something with it.
the pumpkin's actually but just by the front door. I said to Al, should I put it on the doorstep? He said, no, don't, it'll get stolen. Which I thought was a sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think, I think he forgets where you live.
Well,
I don't know that they'd do that in such a nice road.
Don't let's forget last Halloween, Suze, when I put out a box, beautifully put together box of sweets, and thought that, and I put all the, there were bags of sweets, probably 100 bags.
And someone,
I thought some bastard kid took
bastard
all of them.
Bastard at it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tom.
Took all of them. And then the next thing I knew, a Tyrannosaurus Rex was on the steps going through it and couldn't find anything.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, it was really broke my heart, actually.
But I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I was sad.
Right, Tom, we've had a great message from Christine Hutton.
Oh, what does Christine say? Christine, you're talking in riddles. Stories like this just don't get true.
Susie and Tom, living in the Midwest of the US.
Oh.
We have to have a real tree every Christmas.
Of course.
Of course. In fact, for years, we would take the kids on an outing to cut down our Christmas tree. Oh. My husband figured out a hack to lessen the pine needle clear up.
Is this what someone's messaged me? Something similar. What's their hack?
Oh, it only takes a little prep. Before you put your tree into the stand, lay a tree bag for disposal under the stand. Then put your tree in it and proceed to decorate. The tree skirt, which I've always thought was a very camp thing, covers the bag so no one knows. Once you're ready to take the tree down, just pull up the tree bag out of the stand and roll the bag up, little fuss, little muss.
Oh.
My own idea, born out of frustration one year, was to open the nearest window and force it out. Less mess.
Yes.
Love you guys, Christine.
Christine Dye. Thank you for that. That is a good one. I got a very similar one. Hang on, I'm just going to walk.
Is it from Christine
away.
Hutton?
It's from Mickey Hutton, actually.
Oh, that's her cousin, I wonder.
I wonder. Hang on. It was on Instagram. No, it's not this person. It's not this person. It was this person. Oh, come on. Hurry up. I ain't got all day. Okay, scrolling down. Oh. This is from Moody Rosie. After listening to the absolutely wonderful Like-Minded Friends, Old MacDonald had a hell loop episode.
I love that I'm laughing at our own podcast.
I know, but it is funny, Suze. I thought I would share a little trick I do when removing a real Christmas tree from my home when no longer needed. I have an old king-size quilt cover, which I put over the top of the tree and pull it over the top of the tree and put it all the way down to cover the whole thing. I then drop the tree to the floor, gather the bottom of the quilt cover and drag it out to the car. This significantly reduces the falling pine needles and helps keep all of the branches together to prevent wall damage. I hope this helps. Love yours and Susie's fun-filled chats and laughter. You're both real role models and a voice for the queer community. Kiss, kiss.
Oh, that's
nice. Very nice. Thank you, Rosie.
See, this is the thing. You listen to Like-Minded Friends and you actually get some useful life hacks.
Yeah, we should set up a... What should we call it? Mrs. Minge.
Mrs. Minge and Nick Nackery's...
Mrs. Minge and Nick Nackery, yeah.
Hotline.
Yeah. Household hotline.
There we go. We've got the title of the show at least.
Oh, thank God.
Should we have another?
I'll say.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Susie. I'm writing this email from Birmingham train station after watching Susie's incredible show. Thank you so much. I've been listening for years and always know your meandering tales are guaranteed to put a smile on my face. So thank you for continually putting out episodes. First thing first, I love the heavily debated John Lewis episode and all the others like it, in a park, on tour together and at Edinburgh. They always feel like specials. Oh, Tom, we've got a special.
It's special.
Yeah. I wanted to ask your advice on feeling like an adult. I've just come back from uni and I'm turning 21 soon, which I understand is not old at all. However, I feel like everyone around me is so comfortable and I still feel like a child. But not in a fun watching Tracy Beaker kind of way. I think it feels worse that I've never really dated anyone, let alone had my first kiss. I wonder if you ever felt this way and I would love to hear your wise words. Is everyone just faking it until they make it? Thanks for the laughs over the last 7 years. And that's from Sissy.
Oh my goodness, I relate to that so much.
I relate to it too, actually.
I felt as a queer person very much like...
Are you gay? Almost,
guys, look, I was saving it for your other podcast, Susie, but I actually am gay. But I feel like for my straight friends, it was a lot more straightforward. Mm-hmm. Not that that makes a difference, really, because a lot of straight people don't feel like that. But I think there are a lot of straight people around me who seem to be having relationships and have had relationships since they were like 12. Mm. And I was like, I'm so behind.
Yes. I feel like there was... I mean, I did a bit of that dating of boys, but obviously it was a ruse.
an elaborate ruse, yeah.
But I did feel like everyone had everything really sorted in a way that I sort of knew that I had, like, when I came out at 2021, I knew I had like so much unpacking to do, which in honesty has only finished quite recently, certainly only since meeting Alice, that I've really, like, not that you need someone in order to do that unpacking, but just because it's taken me that long from like 21 to 36 to be like, oh, okay, I'm enough and this is enough and I'm, and it's okay if I feel anxious and it's okay if I feel like I'm not enough some days and it's normal and it's sometimes related to my gayness and sometimes not, and that's all okay.
Mm. I think it's very, very true for a lot of people. Like, and just to acknowledge that. And it, I know it's so hard though, isn't it? Because every film, every song, every TV show is about people falling in love and they seem to be so involved with their relationships, but I've felt
like
they
make it look so easy.
They make it look so easy. I couldn't meet people. Mm. That's what I struggled with. Never mind like knowing how to ask someone out on a date without sort of panicking. And I think as well it can feel so weighted if you're not confident in that sphere, as I wasn't. It feels like everything is such a big deal, whereas, you know, ideally it shouldn't feel like a big deal, but that just feels so impossible.
Also, did you feel, because I felt a bit like this, that like when I met a lesbian I'd be like, oh my god, I really hope that this becomes a relationship, because I don't know that many.
No.
Whereas with straight people it's like, walk into a bar, there's like a million.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate there are lots of gay bars, but that's just how I felt but at that time.
I would walk into a gay bar and like not be able to, and be like, well, I can't talk to anybody here. I don't know how to even start a conversation. Or if you did start a conversation, people would be like, why are you talking to me? Like, it would be like that, you know. It'd be so horrible. And then...
I remember a cool lesbian and a trilby. I mean, I don't know if those two things can coexist. But I remember her being so dismissive of me once in a bar in Dalston that I had to, like, carry my shame home in a bag. I was like, I'm so sorry, I must go. I'll take all the shame with me.
And of course, that's potentially that person projecting their shame onto you.
Of course.
Very successfully.
Yeah, they did a great job. Good for them, actually.
But I remember things like that and just being, I don't know, just feeling like everything was so difficult. But of course, that's what I've loved about getting older, is that I go, they're not so cool, those other people.
Oh,
even
no.
Now, I sometimes look
None of them are cool.
And before I was with Alf, I used to look at people who were in relationships and stuff, and I'd be like, oh my God, they're impossibly cool. Imagine what their lives must be. Wow. And then you realise...
Did you think that about me and Alice?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
Those lesbians that won't leave my mum and dad's house.
You know, wearing their trilbies.
Well, I hope that you... I hope that it... I don't know. I hope that makes you feel a bit less alone. That yes, we have both felt like that.
It's probably made her feel worse.
Oh God, no! Don't say that. Do you remember the phase we went through where we would meet on a Monday night and go to GAY late?
Oh yeah, that was a fun bit of our lives, wasn't it? We used to go out. That's when we went to the Admiral Duncan and I fell over.
Oh my God! Yes, I forgot about you falling over in the Admiral Duncan.
Yeah.
You went arse over tit, didn't you?
I was trying to be really cool in front of somebody. I can't remember.
Some gay.
Yeah, basically some gay I was trying to be cool in front of, and then absolutely
did you slip on a chip or something?
I might have slipped on a chip. I think it was just some spilled WKD on the floor.
Perhaps.
I was more anxious because I had my new coat on. It was like typical.
Yes. I'd forgotten about that. I'm so pleased you reminded me.
No, wasn't it wonderful?
Because I sort of looked around and you were on the floor. I looked around and you weren't at head height anymore.
Oh, God. I know, isn't it terrible?
No, it's not terrible. It's all just being alive.
It's just being alive. Being alive.
Alive. Great song. Love that song.
And I always want to sing it to somebody called Clive. Being a Clive.
Well, you must meet a Clive.
Not many Clives around.
I don't know any Clives.
Maybe one day. Someday my Clive will come.
Well, Tom, should we say goodbye to our listeners? Before we go, we should probably mention I'm on tour.
You must go and see Susie's show.
I've got a few dates left of this run. I'm going to Nottingham, Farnham.
A lot of hams
Hull,
so far.
Pocklington and East Grinstead.
Oh, not all hams. But that's lovely. People should go. And they can get details of that at susieruffle.com.
They can indeed. They can buy tickets to your tour next year from tomindeed.com.
Indeed, yeah.
And I've finished Tom's book.
Oh.
And it's so brilliant. I cried a bit at the end, Tom. I cried a few times. Yeah. But I loved it. It's really, I think you've created something very, very special. I mentioned this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, but I think it's really brilliant. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I feel as publication date nears, you know, it's always frightening putting something out there into the world.
But that's what you can do. You have to let go of it.
You have to let go. We have to let go. Yes, but thank you very much.
Well done. Well done. Pre-order it from your local bookshop.
Yes, yes, do that. Do that. Yes, but thank you very much. And, well, you have a lovely week, Suze. I know you've got your mum round today, so I won't keep you.
I've already been to the really nice bakery down the road. We've got a couple of quiche Lorraines looking at me right now.
Oh, that's a lovely lunch.
I might do it with like a little tomato salad.
I'd say, what, you're going to do a little salad? Great.
Yeah, a little tomato salad. And I've got some balsamic glaze. And I'll just put a bit of that on the top.
Always nice. You can't go wrong with it.
I might write something on the plate in it.
Your mum would like that. Yeah, lovely.
I was about to say bitch, but I obviously won't write that. Bitch.
They're a very nice family.
Yeah, lovely family.
They really get on. Well, send my love to your mum.
I will do.
Yeah, have a nice tomato glaze. Balsamic glaze on your tomatoes, if that's not
you. And I'll see you next week, PG,
see you next week, dear. Okay.
And if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Oh, I hope so. What are you doing looking through my window? Anyway, all right. Bye for now then.
Bye, dear. Bye. 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 Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.